Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Hindi Mendelowitz. We're approaching the end of Sefer Tehillim with the second to last Perek Kuf Mem Tet, chapter 149. Of course, with great emotion. And as such, we find that David HaMelech, in this second to last chapter of his book of Psalms, his book of beautiful, beautiful songs, begins with Pasuk Aleph, verse 1, Halleluka, praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, these last six are the foundation of our Psukei Dizimra, some of the most exalted songs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the praise with which we introduce ourselves every single day to Melech Malchei HaMelechim, before whom we stand in prayer. And he begins here with Shiru Lashem Shir Chadash, sing Hashem a new song, which is interestingly placed if we think that we're at the 149th song. What is new here? And the Radak explains David is about to close his masterwork of the songs of Klal Yisrael to their God. And as such, he encourages every single one of us. As history unfolds, you as the Jewish people will have new eras, new situations, new chapters, new generations. Continue to sing. Every generation will have and should have the songs that they compose that will erupt from their own personal experiences and will be their offering and their closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So as this Sefer is coming to a close, we are enjoined by David HaMelech, generation by generation. In the words of the Radak, Atem techadshu lo shir, al hanifla'ot she'asa imachem. Every single one of you, if I may, every single one of us, continue to create new songs to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sforno points out that the language of Shir Chadash will always refer not to the songs of Galut, of exile, but will take us to the next level. This Perek, as many of these final chapters, are the chapters of the ultimate Geula. And the Shir Chadash, after we've composed all our new songs, the final Shir Chadash will be the song we will sing in the days of Mashiach. So what are we singing about? At this point, when we've been practicing and learning and honing and trying to refine ourselves according to the musical notes of David HaMelech, Ne'im Zmirot Yisrael, the singer of Klal Yisrael, what are we singing about at this point? 149 songs in. The Malbim brings this perek to be the song of our closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we are told, Tihilaso b'kehal chasidim, his praise in the congregation of the devout, of those who are close to him. The subject of this particular song is not a specific situation, but it is the song of a nation that is beloved and that is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We sing Pasuk Bet, verse 2, Yismach Yisrael be'osav, let Yisrael rejoice in his maker. Not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, but as Be'osav, as the Sforno points out, as the Malbim points out, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us as Amo Vitzon Mal'iso, the fact that he not just created people, but created us as a nation that is his. We are his flock, we are his children, we are his beloved. And on this we sing. Bnei Tzion Yagilu V'malkam. The children of Tzion will exult, will rejoice in their king. And again, turning to the Malbim points out that in Lashon HaKodesh, there are many terms for joy, or happiness, or bliss. Many, many, many words, each of course with a slightly different nuance, a slightly different thrill, or deep contentment. Gila is a term for a joy on something that is new. It's the happiness we feel at novelty. It's the excitement of something that we didn't have before. So again, we're 149 songs in. What's news? And says the Malbim, Bnei Tzion constantly renew themselves, constantly refresh themselves with a gila chadasha, with a new level of joy and excitement, because of Malkam Hamithalech Bekirbam. Every stage of history, every stage of our lives, moment by moment, we find ourselves rejoicing anew as we discover again a new level of how close is HaKadosh Baruch Hu to me. Yesterday was a story, but today, look where I found him. He found me in the supermarket, in the car, finding a parking spot as I stepped in the walls of Yerushalayim, whatever the case, wherever the place, we constantly find ourselves thrilling, exciting, anew, as level by level we discover a new layer, a new dimension of how close our King is to us. Yehallelu Shmo v'machol, praise his name with dancing. And we've mentioned before, as the Malbim picks up over here, what Chazal tell us in Masechet Tanit, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, 31a. We are in the future, there will be a dance. There will be a circle of the tzaddikim, the righteous of every generation. And all will be holding hands in a circle, surrounding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whose glory will be in the center. Each of these tzaddikim pointing and saying, here is our God, in whom we placed our confidence so that he might save us. And again, in the end of days, in the days of Mashiach, there will be this circle. Beautifully, Rav Yaakov Emden points out that throughout the generations of the Galut, our tzaddikim seemed to come in many different shades, sometimes with seemingly conflicting agendas. There are the Sfaradim, the Ashkenazim, the Hasidim, the Mitnadim, the ones who take the Torah this way and the ones who understand it perhaps with a different understanding. In the end of days, they're in a circle. And while one may be standing opposite the other, the definition of a circle is that we all hold hands and we all sway or dance in the same direction. And when we point at the center to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, we're all pointing in the same direction. This will be the Achdut, the unity, and the joy of the dance that will take place at the end of days with HaKadosh Baruch Hu firmly center and firmly the most important point of the circle. Bisof v'chino yizambulo, with various musical instruments we will sing to him. And again, what is the reason for the song? Ki rotze Hashem be'amo. Because throughout all time we have come to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires and favors his nation. Yefe'er anavim b'yeshua. And we, Klal Yisrael, who for history were the anavim, the humble ones, the ones who were considered to be perhaps at the bottom rung of history, we then will be adorned with tremendous salvation. Yazu chasidim b'chavod, the devout will exult in glory. And Rav Hirsch points out here, these chasidim are not only the devout of our nation, but the chasidei umot ha'olam, the devout of the other nations, the righteous Gentiles throughout history, who perhaps were looked down upon or scorned, in the end of days will be validated. They too will exult and rejoice in glory and in honor because they will be validated that they invested in the winning team, so to speak, in the nation that is greeting the Geulah. Yiranenu al Mishkevosam. We will sing al Mishkevosam in our rest. We've been dancing, 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 but we can't even stop. We go to bed and our feet are still moving. There's a continuous dance. But not only that, Yiranenu al Mishkevosam, as the Radak points out, al Menuchatam Shetiye Kayemet. In the end of days, when we sing this song and dance this dance, there will be a resting. There will be a serenity that will be lasting. It won't be a feverish dance that then ends when the music is over. But even in our rest, which will be eternal, there will be this joy. Romamos el bigronam. The lofty praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are in their throats. V'cherev pifios biadam. And a double-edged sword in their hand. Again, prior to the Yemot HaMashiach, there will be the final battle, Melchemet Gog u'Magog, with which the Galut will end, with which justice will be brought to the nations that persecuted or oppressed us. And the weapon that will be used will not be iron or the latest technology, but rather, as the Rashi and the Mitzudot point out, Romos el Bigronam. It is the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tfilot that we have always said, Al Yedei Ze Yigberu Al HaOyev. As we've known all along, it's not our cutting-edge technology or our bravery or our strength that has protected and preserved the Jewish nation throughout millennia of history. It is our praise of God that is our double-edged sword, our greatest weapon, so to speak, which will reveal itself to have been ultimately effective. It is the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that has always accompanied every endeavor throughout the Galut that will ultimately bring us our greatest victory over all the nations of the world. And the justice at that time will be Lasos Nikama Bagoyim, Tochechos Baliumim. At the end of days, there will be a nekama, there will be a vengeance, there will be a justice, where those who persecuted, oppressed us, harmed us, took us hostage, they will be brought to justice. Leso malcheihem bezikim, their kings will be bound with chains, v'nichbedehem b'chav levelzel, and their nobles with fetters of iron. Lasos b'hem mishpat, to bring justice, as has been said, and Rashi here quotes Yecheskel, Chaf Dalid, the pasuk which says, "V'nasati et nikmasi be'edom." Again, lefi mishpat, according to justice, this is what will be, as was spoken by the Navi Yechezkel, who of course lived much after David, but David Beruach Kadsho saw the fulfillment of his prophecy of the justice that will be brought on the nations that harmed and hurt the Jewish people. Lasot behem mishpat kasuv hadohu lechol chasidav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the majesty of all his devout ones. And at the end of days, as justice is brought to those who deserve it for having harmed the Jewish people, we will sing, as we've been singing all along, a more joyous, refreshed song, Halleluka, praise be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the unique song of the nation that has always felt, and at that time will most deeply feel, the joy and the song of our closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you for studying the Ilei Nishmot, Helen Moskovitz and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II Sheiri Tapleta. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.